Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Hello, everybody, and welcome once again to another exciting and informative edition of Atlanta Business Radio. Thank you for joining us. I'm your host today, Ryan McPherson, and as always, we're broadcasting live from the beautiful Regis Executive Suites here in sensational Sandy Springs. Make sure you're following us on social media, Twitter, at Business Radio X. Today, we're using the hashtag Atlanta Business Radio. Also, check us out on Facebook. Like and leave your comments there, and you can see photos of our in-studio guests. And now it's my distinct pleasure to welcome to the Business Radio X flagship studio two gentlemen, or three gentlemen, I should say, who need no introduction. Mr. Steve Greenbaum, CEO of PostNet, Mr. Fran Tarkenton of Tarkenton Financial, and much more, and Kevin Center, the latest addition to the Atlanta market for PostNet. How you doing, guys?
Doing great.
Doing great. Thank you.
All right. Let's start with you, Steve. Tell us about PostNet, how that it all came to be, and where we are today.
Sure. So PostNet is a local business that provides customized business-enhancing solutions for printing, marketing, and shipping. And the business originally started back in the early 80s with the advent of retail pack and ship centers. And then over time, listening to customers and evolving with technology, we got more involved in serving business-to-business customers and really providing solutions to help small businesses grow and succeed. And that's really where the space we operate in now.
And more B2B as opposed to B2C.
More B2B and really more centered around adding value and helping entrepreneurs and small business owners succeed.
Right. And then they need that kind of outlet for printing and shipping and all those other capabilities that you do over there. And so how many locations around the country?
So there's around 250 around the country, 700 around the world. PostNet's a franchised brand, and each one of these locations are specifically there to work with local business owners in their community. We don't just deliver print. What we're doing is creating thoughtful marketing solutions using print as a medium, but to help small businesses get and keep more customers and grow their businesses.
And so when you started this back in the day, there was a lot of players in this space, and some of them have faded away, some other ones have succeeded. What's the key to success for you and your team there at PostNet?
Yeah, I'd say the key to success is recognizing that you need to develop products or services that consumers want and need.
Yeah.
In other words, we're not a fad, flavor, or trend. That gives you some longevity. And then also evolving with technology, because quite frankly, from a very analog industry on the print side, on the mail services side, to what is an incredibly online and digital world today, being able to keep up and be contemporary and offer the products and services businesses want and need is critical to us thriving.
Yeah, so embracing technology, embracing your customers, listening to them, making sure you're servicing them the way they need to be serviced, and business is good at PostNet.
Business is great at PostNet.
All right, and so here we're here in the breaking out a new studio or new store in the Atlanta market. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct.
That brings us here today. Let's bring Mr. Tarkenton into the conversation here. What's your involvement with PostNet?
Well, I met Steve a couple of years ago and loved what they were doing. I'm a small business entrepreneur. Oh, I did play professional football for 18 years. And people say, well, you were lucky you played football. Then after football, you did small business. I have been in business all my life, from a paper route at 5 years old in Washington, D.C., to working when I came into the National Football League. I made $12,500 in 1961. I got an off-season job with a trucking firm in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and I knocked on the doors of shipping clerks around South and North Dakota in sub-zero weather to get them to ship their goods from the Dakotas through Minneapolis to Chicago and back. They paid me a handsome sum of $600 a month. I thought that was a good value. I then did speeches for $25. All the 18 years that I played, I made more money in business than I made in football because I worked at it. And so that was the base of entrepreneurism for the last 20 years. And the reason I hooked up with Steve, I have been mentoring and tutoring and providing skills and knowledge and tools to help a startup entrepreneur or a entrepreneur do the one thing that they have to do to succeed. And you know what that one thing is? They got to have revenue.
That's right.
And if they don't have, and the only way they get revenue is to make a sale. So everything that PostNet does in support is helping them market their product, message their product, deliver service, and it's in a smaller place than some of the big box stores that you don't feel very comfortable in. This is a smaller place where the PostNet people, Kevin and his people, are professionals. He's a professional business consultant, and they're there to help these people solve problems as well, provide them with the services that they so wonderfully do over the years. So what we are engaged in is putting together a partnership with PostNet and my company, GoSmallBiz.com, which we have hundreds of thousands of customers, and they have 260 or so stores on the street out here touching our entrepreneurs, and that's where we want to be. I'll say one thing more, and then I want you to talk to Kevin, because Kevin is a great interview. There are 520,000 startups in this country every month.
A month?
Every month.
Wow.
And there are 27 to 30 million businesses with 1 to 10 employees. We can handle more, but that's our core market.
Yes.
And they have little or no help. They can come into PostNet any day, and they got knowledgeable people there that can really help them in designing brochures, to thinking through their business. And then we're going to be able to help them with other tools and resources to give them an edge to be able to make more sense. At the end of the day, we all, PostNet, Go Small Biz, we help small business entrepreneurs get more sales, make more sales, get more revenue, grow their business. And it's fun to make money in business.
It certainly is. That's outstanding for sure. And it sounds like it's a neighborhood business solution.
That's it.
You know, it's right there on the corner that you can go to at any given time, ask for advice, get them to help you with a project, and find all your business solutions there. So let's bring Kevin to the conversation now. When did you first become aware of PostNet, and then what inspired you to get involved with the organization?
Well, I first learned about PostNet about a year and a half ago. One of the things I really liked about what Fran just said, he called me a business consultant. So I came from the management consulting field or
that's your background, right?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, I was working with business owners and business, the decision makers at the higher levels of organizations, and providing solutions to their problems. Their problems were process oriented or HR sometimes, but more often it was strategy related. And then when we get down into the PostNet world, we're really talking more about getting to know that business owner and decision maker, helping them define their message, and then putting that message into a medium that helps them communicate it best.
Is this your first venture into entrepreneurship?
It is.
It is. And what were some of those early unexpected road bumps that you experienced that you could probably share with some listeners out there today?
Oh, getting to know staff and how to manage staff, getting to know how best to communicate with customers and get my own personal message out to them. And then trying to attract customers into the location.
Right.
And let me add to that, because I've got more birthdays than anybody here. I'm gonna celebrate one 76th birthday on February the 3rd. Here is one thing that's constant with entrepreneurs, and they need to know this. It's always going to take longer and take more money than you ever think.
Mm-hmm.
And this is not a silver bullet solution. But you just pound the rock, and you pound the rock, and you pound the rock, and you do the right thing, and you create great relationships. You tell the truth. You add skills, and you get there.
Mm-hmm.
But it's going to take you longer than you think. It's going to take more money than you think. But you do it right.
Yes.
And when you do it right, you build a foundation, and that's what PostNet does. We help. We help people grow their business, and we have a warm body there and a person that they can talk to. They're not robots running through. We talked about Amazon, a robot's going through and getting the products off the shelves. I need to talk to people. Business is about people to people to people, talking, listening, growing, getting smarter. Mm. And the only way you can do that is interact with people on a daily basis. That's what this great little environment that PostNet allows you to do. We had the opening, official opening last night. They've been there since August. But it was a warm, wonderful feeling. People of like-minded people, good people wanting to help each other. How do I help you? How, you know, he had some hamburger people had brought some hamburgers in. He right. had another vendor, a Flip Burger. Yeah. And another one that brought something else in and he promoted them.
Nice.
That's what entrepreneurs do. Right. We help other people.
Right.
We help other entrepreneurs.
Yeah, you're right. Business is good. Business people are good. Oftentimes in traditional media, they're vilified and you don't go on to the big media unless there's a scandal or you're in trouble or something. And that's not what we do here at Business Radio X, because we find that business people are generally out there helping the economy and their community.
Well, and I believe that people want to go where they're welcomed, where they feel good, where they enjoy the experience. Kevin talked about finding PostNet and starting in business. So our organization culturally really believes in helping others succeed, whether it be our team members in the corporate headquarters, our franchise owners, or our customers. That and literally everything the brand touches, we're success driven. But it's a culture of support and engagement, and that's something that lives within our organization. It transcended through Kevin to his customers, and it's an experience that we don't get that much in business anymore, which is to go in and be heard and be known and appreciated and valued. And people like doing business with PostNet. The personality of the brand is honest, it's open, it's warm, and there's a lot of trust.
I think that all goes back to yourself. You know, culture and leadership, you know, trickles down. And if you don't set that tone and standard for everyone else within the headquarters organization or your franchisees to represent, then it's not going to be. Does Kevin represent the typical franchisee owner, someone who's first step into entrepreneurship, or what do they look like when they come calling?
Yeah, I mean, Kevin does very well represent a typical owner. There are, in our business, you have three basic types of owners. You've got professionals like Kevin that see an opportunity to bring that expertise to a small business. You've got creative people that love the creative side of our business, because the marketing and marketing consulting side of developing campaigns and developing creative tools for companies to use to get customers inspires a lot of people. And then we've got people that really like the inner workings of creating the work. They like the hands-on, working with the printing equipment, working with the distribution methods, and that are just right in it, tinkering and doing the work.
Yeah.
But regardless of who they are, the one great thing about a franchise organization is we play to the strengths of the owner. And so we've got a proven system and a business model that Kevin can take, and he can bring his personality, his leadership, his management style to the business. And then, of course, he can use the proven processes, the systems, and the tools to create a local business that kind of brings that culture.
That's great.
To the local community.
And it's surprising to me, this is the first one in Atlanta. Atlanta's a hot market, right?
Hot market, but I think we have a few more. We have three, four?
There's one in Conyers, which has been there for 10 or 12 years, and there's another new one in downtown.
Nice.
And they opened a couple months before.
How do you see PostNet growing in Atlanta over the next several years?
Yeah, well, we've got some pretty aggressive growth plans, and Kevin has taken on a role as well of helping us expand. We joked last night, Fran set a goal for us of 50.
Fran put me on the hook,
That's a lofty goal there.
Internally, we were saying 25 to 30 in the next 10 years, but I think we stepped it up last night.
Okay.
But 25 to 30 is realistic based on our business plan and growth plan. And more importantly, when you look at the market, I can't recall the statistic where I got it from, but Atlanta's got the second fastest growth in small business in the country.
Okay.
Yeah, and I can pull the source. But what that indicates is these folks typically are passionate about bringing a product, a service, or some prior experience to business. But being in business is a whole different thing. Mm-hmm. And so our ability then to sit down with someone that wants to be in business, and with the help of Fran and the Tarkenton companies and their resources, to really prepare them for what it means to be in business from a funding and a budgeting standpoint, through marketing and execution, how to build value for their customers, that's where we really shine.
And, you know, there's been no focus on this 1 to 10 employees, the sole proprietor. 70% of all businesses in America are sole proprietors. Where do they go for help? They don't have any help. And the little help it is by the shysters that are going, trying to get them to go do my deal. It sells them a whole bill of goods. Give me $1,000 or $5,000 and I will make you a millionaire overnight. That's what they hear. And what we have been doing for the last 20 years on our end, and Steve on his end, we built a culture of love for the entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. We're here in Super Bowl season.
That's right.
You know why we have two teams? The two teams there, I'll guarantee you these two teams out of 32 have the best culture. They have the culture of respect, of team. We got your back. We love the 40th player on the team. We love the first player on the team. And when you have that culture and you're mano-mano and you're in the way of football, you're mano-mano and you're but you have each other's back and you build that culture of love. Mm-hmm. It's the same thing that we do at Go Small Biz and at PostNet across this country with all of our collective reaches. We are just, here's our mission, to help people, to help you solve problems, to help you do better, to help you have more sales, have more customers. And you do that by telling the truth. Mm-hmm. You do that by building relationships of love and trust and a culture of love and trust. And when that starts happening, great things. Atlanta, Georgia, I'm a native Athenian.
Yes.
I'm a Georgia Bulldog, but I've lived my adult life here. I think we are just ready to explode. And a lot of reasons, we're the New York of the South in a mm-hmm. good way. And we have great growth. We have great diversity. But the affordability of living in this town compared to the other major cities, Chicago, Los Angeles, New York, Dallas, Houston, to live there is much more expensive. We have a lifestyle here that we can enjoy, and it's much more affordable. We live in a almost perfect place in America. Mm. We got the mountains up north that are beautiful. We have the beaches of Georgia and Florida right down south. We're on the East Coast here. We're relatively close to the major markets, and people are flooding in here. As Steve just said, second largest growth of entrepreneurs. I think that will expand, and that's why we're positioned here and we're partnering with PostNet, because to have people on the ground.
Yes,
is so important that have skills. And here again, Kevin has got business skills. He's got something to share. He was sharing it with larger companies. Now he can share this learning and the skills, not only in the things that they do, but in the advice that he gives, that you cannot find in the big box stores. It just doesn't happen. They're going away. PostNet is growing. Mm-hmm. The Office Depots and the Office Max and the Staples are shrinking and closing stores and trying to combine. We are expanding because we've got a model that cares about the people.
Yeah, cares about the community, cares about the leaders, the business people, the people who are making that city or that town great, for sure. Something I heard recently here in the Business Radio X studios, and it just continues to resonate with me, is entrepreneurship. Today in 2016, entrepreneurship is the great equalizer. Used to be you just go to high school, you're good enough. Then get your college education, it was good enough. Not anymore. You can have an MBA these days, and it's still not good enough. But entrepreneurship can set you above and beyond everyone else out there.
And let me tell you, you hit a point here. If you got a high school degree, you're going to do better than someone who doesn't. If you have a college degree, you do better than someone. We have now partnered with the University of Georgia Terry School of Business. And you know what we've done in the last 6 months? We have built a 100-hour entrepreneurial course.
Nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
And let me tell you what we did. We did it with the great university professors. The president of the university was all involved. In fact, he and I are the ones that got the idea and started. We wanted to make something available to the entrepreneur out there that's not available, that would be Harvard Business School type stuff, and not have it at the same price. You know what they charge on the online courses on the big schools? $12,000 to $15,000. $12,000 to $15,000. And we built a 100-hour course. It will measure up to anything out there in the marketplace, $850.
That's it.
That's it.
That sounds invaluable to me once you learn all this.
You don't get an MBA certificate, but you get a Terry College certificate along with the Tarkenton School certificate, but you get knowledge, and you get great knowledge. And we're about to launch a program with the NFL, and we're either going to launch it this spring. They're pushing me to launch it this spring, but I don't think we're ready. We'll probably launch it in the fall to be able to help the NFL players, past and present, in transitioning from being an athlete, football player, to how do you live the rest of your life? How do you become an entrepreneur? And Steve Greenbaum has been so active in so many developmental cases like this. I'm going to get him involved in that, because he has just done so much great work with entrepreneurial programs like this. And so we're going to do a noble deed with the NFL to be able to help these young men and older men.
Yeah, that's right.
Transition out of football, where they've spent 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to try to hone their skills. So how do we take them from there and teach them how to be entrepreneurs in business? And here's the deal. Everybody wants to say how dumb the jocks are, right? The jocks aren't dumb. Because if you can learn to play football at the NFL level and you can master that at a tackle position or a quarterback position, then you've got a brain and you've got skills. Mm-hmm. It's a matter of us teaching them, and we are teachers. And so between the certificate program with the University of Georgia Terry School of Business and all the other stuff we do, we are reaching these people and we're going to where they are.
That's great. And certainly because an NFL player, their life may be over of NFL at age 30. 35 or something.
They have 4 years is the average length of play. And so let's say the average player is going to quit at 25. He's going to live to 80.
Yeah.
What's he going to do the rest of his life?
Right.
And you say, oh, they got all the money in the world. They don't have enough money right. to live the next 60 years.
Right.
They
can
plus the fact, what are they going to do with their brain? Yeah. They need to have something to do. You just don't want to vegetate.
They should come to Atlanta and own a PostNet.
That's right.
And that's a right. very good idea. And we're going to give them an opportunity to own a PostNet wherever it may be, because it's a good business. I'm really excited about that, because it's Roger Goodell came to me and they've been trying to do this for 8 or 9 years, and it hasn't done much because people mail things in. You know, we have good hearts and good souls. Let's do something nice. Let's have a couple of meetings and rah, rah, et cetera. And nobody does anything. And I said, if we're going to do it, we're going to knock the cover off the ball and we're going to make it work.
Yes.
And to make it work, we got to mentor and coach people, not once a year at a convention, but every day.
That's right. Yeah.
It's an ongoing process. And when you coach a football team, they got a position coach, and that position coach coaches them every minute, every hour, every day, every month, every year. That's what I've got to learn every day. So does Steve. We've been around a long time, but I have to get better every day, get smarter every day, and so do the entrepreneurs, and so do the NFL players, and we're going to bring that kind of discipline and energy and passion to them so that they can really make a difference in their life.
Yeah, and they succeed and help their community and continue to create jobs and create wealth for themselves and their community, for sure. So, Steve, I'd like to ask you, from your perspective, from PostNet, what are the advantages of buying into a franchise like PostNet as opposed to being an entrepreneur and just starting your own deal?
Yeah, well, obviously, one of the key advantages is what I mentioned earlier, the whole idea of being a part of a proven system. So when we're looking for real estate, we have a method, we have technology-based tools that we use that are market-driven so that we can understand how to put our locations where our services and products are needed most. When we build out and develop the center, we've got very specific plans and specifications, and it's a very streamlined process. And in the process of opening a business, it can be very complicated when you're looking at legal and financial and setting up the shop. There's a lot happening in that process. And then more importantly, the tools, the training, and the support that we provide as a franchise enable folks to very quickly learn the systems, understand best practices, start generating revenue as quickly as possible, because mm-hmm. that's key, which will shorten the time to break even, shorten the time to profitability, and then give them an entire organization of resources where they get training support, marketing support, financial planning. Mm-hmm. So the idea behind buying a franchise is to partner with an organization, obtain the resources and the tools. Most well-run franchise companies, anyone like us that's been in business 33 years, we've made mistakes. We've learned from them. We've seen other franchisees make mistakes. We've helped improve processes and systems because of it, and we've learned from it. So it's a tremendous opportunity to take a model that works, that's been proven, bring your own personality and strengths, and become a part of a team. Yeah. I mean, I think it plays well in the NFL discussion because we have a playbook that works well, but it's the strength of the individual franchise owners like Kevin that bring his unique talents in our playbook to this market.
But for Kevin and the other, I believe in the franchise as a system, and because he could go out and start his own business and have to learn, as Steve has learned for 33 years in doing the same thing. And so he's be able to tap into that. It's going to be his personality and his drive there, but all the learning and failing that's gone on, we got to fail to win.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Someone wrote a book about the power of failure that I know.
Yeah, okay.
And so, but you've got to do that and to have that support structure. You're not out there. Kevin's not out there by himself.
Right.
He's got a team already built in.
Right.
That has done this time and time again. I just think we cannot do it alone.
Right.
Teams win, individuals don't. And every entrepreneur needs to understand that. We need to have partners that we can trust, partners that bring something to the table, partners that help us be better. 1 + 1 = not 3, but 5 and 7 and 9. And that's what this franchise system does. And Kevin's going to head that project here, right, to take it from 3 now to 50.
Well, I'd like to know, how are you actively out there finding guys like Kevin? How do you market PostNet to find those hungry entrepreneurs out there?
Yeah. You know, interestingly enough, hungry entrepreneurs find us.
Do they?
Yeah. And how it happens, you know, there's a big career shift going on in the country, and it's been going on for quite some time. The whole employment scene is changing dramatically. And so folks, for whatever reason, either they're leaving a job or it's, you know, they've been, you know, at the end of their career in a position or whatever the issue may be, company downsizing, mm-hmm. They start looking at, what does my next career look like? What does my future look like? And so they'll get online and they'll start searching very quickly for things that may interest them, businesses they might find that are interesting. They oftentimes will reach out to a local business broker to help identify whatever their skill sets or strengths are and how that might align with a business or franchise mm-hmm. opportunity. And so oftentimes they find us. We have a URL, postnetfranchise.com, which is where there's a ton of information about what our concept does, how it serves the community, how it serves small businesses. And oftentimes they'll find through local search that mm-hmm. Portal and allow themselves to determine if there's the right kind of a fit. And then they reach out to us. This happens all over the world, by the way. So we get 300 to 500 inquiries a month on our franchise from all over the world.
What's the most exotic location there's a PostNet in?
Well, it may surprise you that we have 300 locations in Southern Africa.
I had no idea. Have you visited all 300 locations?
No, but I go off in, they're wonderful people. And I will tell you, that's the power of culture, Fran. That when you go to our franchise network in South Africa or South America or Australia, when that culture is intact, it's the same people, the same purpose, the same vision, the same passion. Hmm. And it's amazing. And they're different country, different culture, mm-hmm. sometimes different language, but they all bought into the value proposition, the core values, and they're there to help other people succeed. And so there's this caring, servant type, thoughtful culture throughout this organization around the world. It's very powerful.
It sounds like it for sure. And do you guys from PostNet get together at a regular conference, or how do you guys stay up to date on what's the latest and greatest in technology and customer service and all that?
Yeah. So we share all of that with our management teams at the master franchise level. So with the country managers of those markets. But it's been, I would love the opportunity to get the franchisees together, but the cost and the time away from their business.
Yeah.
They're still business owners. Right. And
there's so many of them as well.
And exactly. Yeah. But that would be an exciting opportunity. But we're meeting with country managers all the time.
Domestically, though, all the PostNet owners do come together once a year for our convention. It's called Thrive. Mm-hmm. It's going to be in Phoenix this year.
Nice.
It's an annual.
Right. And you'll get to, you know, network with other PostNet owner operators and begin to find out best practices that you can implement
right.
into your location that maybe someone's seeing great success with out west or something.
Yeah. Well, and this year at Thrive, we're actually launching. We've launched, but we will have sort of the big launch of PostNet's online presence. And
okay.
So the model has really moved from bricks and mortar to bricks and clicks. So we can now support customers with their online print ordering, their online print management. We'll be launching mailbox management tools in the future. So if you're a traveling business person and you want your mail received, forwarded, uploaded, and scanned to a secure server for you to download from anywhere in the world, we'll be able to provide that service for you. So the idea is to have a very friendly, local, consultative, solutions-based approach to helping small business owners get the things mm-hmm. they need to grow their business, but then putting that online,
yes,
making that available 24/7, 365, making ordering and reordering easier, providing a web and local-based solution.
And points and clicks.
Yeah, bricks, and,
right.
bricks and clicks.
Yeah.
And that is that's revolutionary for this business segment.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And so technology is continuing to advance how you're servicing the community, and you got to stay ahead of the cutting edge. Otherwise, technology will pass you by and yes. somebody else will pick it up and run with it.
Let me throw something random in here that probably you don't know. The fastest growth in startup businesses in America are not the millennials. This comes from the Kaufman Report, and it's the latest report, which is about a year ago. They'll come up with a new one here in February. But the biggest growth in new startups is age 50 to 62. Hmm. How about that?
What do you attribute that to?
Well, because we have the senior market is exploding and increasing. People are living longer than ever before because of the great medicine, health care we have. And they also, their money is, their pension plans are not working out so good for them, right? They need more money because they have more time. And they've got more energy. They want something to do. They just don't want to go down to the place down in Florida and play croquet the rest of their life, right? To the retirement institute. They want to go out there and do something. Because I really think at my age, and I have a lot of people a lot older than me that are out there working. Rupert Murdoch is one. Warren Buffett is another. They don't have to do it for the money, but they do it. They have to do it for their health.
Yeah.
To keep their brain and be active and have something to do. And rather than just sit around watching television all day, eating pom-poms all day and playing croquet or golf or whatever you do, go out and do something and help people.
Yes, absolutely true. Entrepreneurship is a great way to reward your life with helping others and make a little money along the way. And PostNet's a good opportunity to get involved with a proven system, proven methodology for sure. A couple of last questions before we let you guys go here today. From your perspective, Steve, is it a good idea or a bad idea for an entrepreneur to hire a family member?
Well, you're talking to an entrepreneur that has hired family members.
So from your perspective, yes. But well, I've heard some bad stories also.
You know, I think it comes down to roles and responsibilities and respect and trust. I think that if you can be in business with a family member and there's mutual understanding, respect for each other's roles, responsibilities, capabilities, and there's some accountability to that, mm-hmm. then I think it can be done and it can be done well. And there are a lot of examples of, family-owned businesses, family-run businesses that work extremely well because there also is that intimacy and trust level that
yes.
you can't get
right.
anyone stronger than your own family member. I think that there has to be, a very open, honest dialogue going into something like that with roles, responsibilities, accountability, trust and respect. Mm-hmm. And if that can be accomplished and be maintained, then it's a good thing. Yeah. And I think that there has to be some good conversation that we may go into it this way, and we need an agreement that if it doesn't continue to work this way, that we have to find some way out of this.
Yes.
So I think open and honest communication, built on trust. And then the other thing is to thine own self be true. Mm. So if you know yourself to not be capable of letting go of certain things or to be capable of forgiving mistakes, because we all make mistakes, that's a good indicator of maybe I shouldn't even be trying to do this.
But to kind of summarize there, it depends on your situation for sure to make it work or not.
And make sure the fundamentals are clear, they've been talked about, and the expectations are
and
clear.
And you don't entitle your family member.
Right.
And you cannot do that. I'll tell just a brief story. I've got a wonderful son. He's Harvard Business School graduate, Princeton graduate. But he came out of those places unscathed by business acumen. Hmm. He really did. And he came to work for me, and it just wasn't working. So I said, son, I want you to go out on your own, and I want you to get your nose bloodied. And being the good kid he is, smart kid he is, he went out and did it, knocked the cover off the wall, came back in 2 years. And he was ready, and now he is a top executive. He is knocking the cover off the ball. He's relentless, and I couldn't be more proud of him. But if you're going to bring someone in, if I brought someone into my football team, I brought my family member, and we had 40 roster spaces, but that family member wasn't producing as good as the 40th player, the other guy gets the job, or the other woman in business gets the job. It's got to be that. Entitlement never works.
Right.
They've got to carry their load and be out there and be leaders and be doers. And that's got to be part of the culture. And your other people see that if they are special ones that are not held to the same accountability as everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not right for your family member.
No, it's not.
So it's, again, like everything else in life, it's how you manage it.
Right. Very true. And for Kevin, any advice you may have for someone out there who's on the fence about joining PostNet, and some advice or words of wisdom you could give them, less than a year into this, that could help them push them into the camp.
Well, I first say, do your due diligence. If it's not going to work out if you come into this thinking you're going to get a free ride. You've got to know what you're getting into. understand the model, understand that yourself, as Steve said, to thine own self be true. Make sure that this is right for you. And then once you do come in, just as Fran said earlier, it's not going to happen overnight. Mm-hmm. You've got a long road to go. It can be very lucrative. It can be very rewarding, but have the patience to see it through.
It sounds like you found the right choice for you and the right path to success for you. What are some of your future plans for PostNet here in Atlanta personally?
Well, so we talked about the growth for the brand. We want to see 25 to 30 stores in the Atlanta and North Georgia region. Personally, we hope to be, you know, top five or number one store in the system.
All right. That's some lofty goals for sure.
Last night, Kevin made a comment I have not heard before, and I loved it. And he said, I want to make PostNet a verb.
Yes.
In Atlanta. And that was wonderful.
Yeah. Right, right. I've got a package that I need to send. I'm going to go PostNet it.
There you go.
Or I've got a big presentation. I need these flyers. I got to go PostNet them up real quick.
That's great. So remind our listeners how they can find out more information about your location and some of the services you may offer there.
Absolutely. We're online, of course, at postnet.com/GA131, so Georgia 131. We're located in Buckhead on Piedmont Road, 3620B, Suite B, Piedmont Road, at the corners of Piedmont and Roswell Road. It's actually a triangle between Piedmont, Roswell, and Habersham. And they can reach us at GA131@postnet.com.
Well, we'd love to have you back in the studio sometime in the near future to share more success stories and lessons learned about entrepreneurship and PostNet. So please stay connected, and thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Mr. Tarkin, tell our listeners how they can find out your book, your company, whatever you want them to know.
Well, they can follow me on Facebook. I do two videos a day that I enjoy doing, and they could go to our website, gosmallbiz.com, and get a lot of free content and information.
All right. Well, we'd love to have you back in the studio as well to share some more news, maybe talk a little more about your book or some other exciting things, particularly the NFL deal you're working on there. If that gets launched or announced, come on back, and we'd love to feature you again. So thank you so much, Mr. Tarkin. And Steve, tell listeners how they can find out information about you personally or PostNet.
Sure. Well, I had the honor of appearing twice on CBS's Undercover Boss. So listeners could Google PostNet Undercover Boss or Steve Greenbaum Undercover Boss if you want to have a laugh and learn a little bit more.
I'm now going to go watch this on YouTube. I had no idea.
Yeah. And then I came back with Undercover Boss for an episode called Undercover Employee, which is kind of a spin on Undercover Boss. So you can do that. From the consumer side, if you're interested in our products and services, you can go to postnet.com. For franchise information, postnetfranchise.com. So those are three resources. PostNet's also on Facebook and Twitter. And if you Google PostNet, we've got a pretty big social footprint.
Right. If you got a business solution you need solved, go out there and PostNet it That's the way to get it done, right?
Thank
you so much, guys, for joining us. Thank you, listeners, for tuning in today. If your company or organization is out there doing something interesting to serve your market, your community, your profession, reach out to us directly on the website at businessradiox.com. Thank you to Stone Payton and Lee Cantor, and on behalf of the entire Business Radio X Network, I'm Ryan McPherson. We will see you again on the radio.